Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll squeeze a little bit in. Got some finals talk as well with our pal Chase Hughes, Monumental Sports. We're a week away from the draft, though, Chase. Give me the latest and greatest. Is Ace Bailey falling, question mark?
Yeah, that is kind of the latest with the Wizards right now. ESPN has moved Ace Bailey into the sixth spot in their mock draft because new intel has come out that he might fall a little bit on draft night. Now, on the night of the lottery, I was mentioning Ace Bailey as a possibility. I thought he was the fourth best player in this draft. So, you know, you don't have to fall very far to get to six. And I think you look at the fit with some of the teams that are right ahead of the Wizards, not great places for Ace Bailey to land. But as we've come to learn, there's also some talk about him not working out for teams. And there's also been a few red flags along the way that I think loom a lot larger if you're picking third. But if you're picking sixth, like the Wizards, you know, you're not going to have the same expectations for a guy as if you take him third overall. Also, the Wizards have the 18th overall pick, so they could mitigate the risk a little bit. And if he falls to sixth, I think that'd be tremendous value, a guy who has superstar potential in terms of his athleticism, size, and shooting, and is very, very young, just has to be coached up the right way.
So what is the baggage? I mean, you kind of went into it, but one of the things I read was, I mean, he's listed everywhere at like 6'10", and supposedly he's like 6'8", maybe.
So I've known that for months. It's funny. I went to go see him play in College Park. He was playing against Maryland, and I was sitting up pretty high, and then I go down at halftime, and my buddy Jimmy Passos is like, Ace Bailey's not 6'10". So I watched the whole second half from court level, and he's a little bit shorter than Juju Reese, who's about 6'9". So I don't know why they listed him at 6'10". He's not 6'10".
I'm even looking at something here where he's listed at 6'11". Like, you don't get to give yourself, you can't give yourself 3.5 inches.
It's not a dating profile, dude.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So he's more like 6'7.5" without shoes, which means he's about 6'8.5", 6'9" on the court, which is fine, right? That's still plenty of size for what he does and for his position. So I don't know why they decided to lie, but that wasn't great news for him. Also, he has kind of poor shot selection. He takes a lot of long twos, contested long twos, which are a big no-no in today's NBA. So I think that'll get worked out immediately with whatever team drafts him. And also, he's not a very willing passer. He had, like, I think it was 11 games this year with zero assists. So whatever team gets him is going to want to make sure that his shot selection improves. You're not going to be taking long twos. It's going to be at the rim or for three-point range. That's how the analytics tell you to shoot. And then also, he's going to have to become more of a playmaker. But I think he's also got some tools defensively. So I think it's a good canvas, and he's really young. He should be a senior in high school. He reclassified just like Cooper Flagg did. So that's got to be kept in mind. But again, if you're taking him third overall, that's a big risk. Sixth overall, I like the value there.
Chase, what should I do for my broken heart when Trey Johnson goes five?
I think he's probably going five. I don't see him falling down to six. You especially think about the Utah Jazz being led by Danny Ainge and the type of wings that he likes, you know, building the team in Boston that's got Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. So I think the fit is great there. But if he does go fifth and Ace Bailey's on the board at six, you know, Kaman Malawach is still available, Derek Queen, maybe Con Knipple, we'll see. I think there's still going to be plenty of talent for the Wizards to choose from. But you just look at a guy like Trey Johnson at 6'6", with his shooting profile. Those guys don't often fall to the sixth pick, no matter what the year of the draft.
All right, Chase, last one. Let's go outside the Wiz in the draft here. NBA Finals Game 6 is tomorrow night, so one more sleep. And then the Thunders have a chance to finish off the Pacers in Indianapolis. And the Thunder are the better team when Tyrese Halliburton's healthy and available. We're not even sure that he's going to play. Is Indiana cooked?
I think they are. You know, and I'm tempted to say that they got one more in them because they've been doing this all postseason, right? Just when you think they're dead, whether it's within a game or a series, they pull out a miracle. It kind of reminds me, I know you guys have been talking a lot about the 2019 Nationals, but remember they had so many comebacks that, like, by the time you got to the championship series and the World Series, it's like, well, this is just what they do. Yeah, they're down two runs. It's the eighth inning, but this they have them exactly where they want them. That's been the Pacers all postseason, but Tyrese Halliburton is their best player, and he did not look right last game. He could not get separation. He could not get past what is already a really difficult defense to get past. So I think the Thunder end it in game 6.
Chase, thank you as always, buddy. Talk soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.